The pandering never ends. Over the last 2 years, the NBA has become the top sports league in the country when it comes to pandering. Of course, their primary broadcast partners, ESPN and TNT, have jumped aboard the pandering train right along with them. I don't need to sit here and explain to you how ESPN panders to social justice warriors. You could probably find over 100 videos in my archives on YouTube discussing the various ways that ESPN is woke. TNT, on the other hand, TNT often gets overlooked. ESPN, TNT, the NBA, they are all celebrating right now. We are 1 month into the season. NBA ratings are up 20%. ESPN is averaging about 1.5 million viewers a game. Now, that number is still extremely low, but any good news in the ratings department is welcome at this point by the NBA. They have been bleeding viewers for 10 years now. Now, why are ratings up? Well, there are a couple of reasons, I believe. Number one, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors are relevant again. I told you guys at the end of last season, the NBA needed to market the league around Steph Curry. He doesn't have the stain of social justice and calling out fake racism like LeBron James does. Even with the ultra-woke Steve Kerr on the sidelines, the Warriors are still a popular team nationally. 6 out of the 10 most watched NBA games this season feature the Golden State Warriors. LeBron James and the Lakers, 3. And number 2, after years of getting their ass kicked on Thursday nights by the NFL, Adam Silver finally woke up. He realized not even King James can compete with the National Football League. TNT moved their Thursday night doubleheader to Tuesday until January, and it's working. Inside the NBA is the best pregame show on TV, but the woke executives at TNT, they are doing their damnedest to ruin this show. Charles Barkley has admitted producers are censoring their content. They have removed several bits that they used to do in the past, afraid that they might offend someone in this new ultra-woke America. Charles Barkley doesn't feel that he can speak freely. He can't speak his mind anymore. And I believe that's the main reason he is leaving TNT in 2 years when his contract is up. Executives at TNT are on a mission to prove that they're not racist. One of the ways they're going about proving that is by being racist. Victoria McBride is the social strategist for TNT and Bleacher Report. Now, don't ask me what a social strategist does. I don't have a clue. Sounds like a bullshit job to me. She tweeted the other day that she thinks she is the funniest person she knows. She must not know many people. I find that kind of amusing because I didn't find anything remotely funny on her Twitter account. I did, however, find a blatantly racist tweet. I got this from OutKick. TNT is offering an internship All-Star Weekend for aspiring journalists. They listed the qualifications for the job. You must be a junior or senior in college. Okay. You must be young, obviously. You must be gifted. Okay. And you must be black. Is that legal? Can you do that? What happened to equal opportunity employment? I'm not an expert in employment law, but I'm pretty sure it's illegal to eliminate potential applicants based on their skin color. If you're an aspiring journalist and you're a Mexican named Miguel, don't apply. If you're an aspiring journalist and you're an Asian named Pham, don't apply. If you're an aspiring journalist and you're a Caucasian named Peter, you're not even allowed to view the application. If you're white and you apply, they'll put out a restraining order. The people who will defend TNT and the NBA for doing this, and there are plenty of blue check marks with boners over this tweet, they will say this program is part of the Lift Every Voice initiative. That is a black-only program. That's why you must be black to apply for this internship. What happened to unity? What happened to inclusion? What happened to diversity? Doesn't seem very diverse to me if only black people are allowed. Speaking of diverse, the NBA has the most non-diverse programming of any major sport. Inside the NBA on TNT, 3 black dudes, 1 white guy. Even worse at ESPN, where Stephen A. Smith's initiative to eradicate the white devil is well underway. They got rid of Rachel Nichols because she called them out about Maria Taylor. they replaced Rachel Nichols, a journalist with over 20 years of NBA experience, with Malika Andrews. ESPN's pregame NBA coverage, 7 of the 8 roles filled by African Americans. Only 2 of those are journalists, which is par for the course at ESPN, since journalism is no longer required to get a job in journalism. The only qualification you need to get a job at ESPN is have the right skin color. Listen, I don't give a shit if TNT or ESPN want all black people for their NBA coverage. I don't care. My problem with it comes in when you repeatedly tell me that there is a bias against black people in American media. When you pretend that black people are not afforded the same opportunities as white people. It's actually the other way around when it comes to the NBA. The message is clear. The NBA no longer cares about the white audience. When you look at the demographics, something else becomes clear. White people don't give a shit about the NBA anymore. The NBA has always been popular amongst African Americans. It's the only league in the country where black people make up the majority of the audience. Back in 2016, white people made up 34% of the NBA audience. Fast forward 5 years later, after the league and its television partners spent the better part of the last 2 years telling white people how racist they are, painting Black Lives Matter all over the court, the endless promotion of social justice, doing stuff like TNT and the NBA are doing now, offering an internship to black people only. If the end goal was driving white people away from the NBA, it worked. Today, just 16% of white people who are still watching the NBA consider themselves to be an avid fan. 56% of white people do not watch the NBA, period. Now sit back for a second and think about this business plan. If you are a college professor and you're teaching senior level business students, you give them a project to run a business. You ask them to come up with a business plan. If your students made their presentation and told you their plan was to alienate 76% of the American population, would you pass them or fail them? The hypocrisy in the NBA is unreal. This is a league that promotes itself as the great unifier. Everyone is welcome. We are promoting inclusion, diversity. We welcome all people. Until you read the fine print where it says, no whites allowed. Adam Silver has taken a crown jewel built by David Stern with the help of Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant. Adam Silver is well on his way to destroying this league. So far this season, the NBA has topped 3 million viewers once. One time, they've topped 3 million people. 10 years ago, the 18th most watched game of that season drew 3.7 million. Now, I know it's still early, but I bring that up to show you how far the NBA has fallen. They're boasting about 1.5 million people on average this season. More people are watching fake WWE wrestling on Monday nights than watch the NBA. All right, let me know what you guys think of TNT and the NBA excluding 87% of the country from an internship based off of race. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.